Hello, my name is Abhishek Himrajani and I'm from the Azure Site Recovery product team. In this video, I'm going to walk you through the few simple steps that you need to carry out to set up your infrastructure to start replicating VMware virtual machines to Azure. Before we get started, here are a few prerequisites that you should keep in consideration when deploying your on-premises management server. The on-premises management server needs to run on a Windows Server 2012 R2 virtual or physical machine. We recommend that you check your network connectivity from this management server to Azure. The ASR documentation has the necessary details on the network connectivity that's needed. The on-premises management server should have a static IP address. It's supported only on an English operating system. And VMware vSphere Power CLI 6.0 is a mandatory prerequisite. As we add support for more versions of Power CLI language and operating systems, some of these requirements may change. We recommend that you check out the ASR documentation for the latest listing of prerequisites. Before I walk you through the infrastructure setup, here is a high-level architecture of how Azure Site Recovery works. When you're replicating VMware virtual machines or physical servers from an on-premises data center into Azure, the only component that you need on-premises is the combined management server or the configuration server and the process server. This on-premises management server is used for caching, compression, encryption, and centralized management of all your control and replication data. Once you have this management server configured on-premises, you can start replicating your virtual machines or physical servers to Azure. Data is only replicated to your own Azure storage account, and no running components are needed in Azure at any given point of time. Once your virtual machines are protected, ASR automatically pushes a mobility service onto each of those virtual machines or physical servers, and then they start replicating into your storage account in Azure. A simple failover can take your Windows or Linux virtual machines or physical servers to Azure. So let's go ahead and see how we can quickly set up our on-premises infrastructure. I have my recovery services vault already created. I'm calling it my Contoso vault. The new recovery services vault in the Azure portal combines the Azure backup and Azure Site Recovery experiences within the same vault. To get started with Azure Site Recovery, browse to the Getting Started experience for Site Recovery. I'm going to walk you through the infrastructure setup in this particular video. In this case, I want to protect my VMware virtual machines to Azure. Go ahead and say add a configuration server. To complete the setup, you need to download the Microsoft Azure Site Recovery Unified Setup onto a Windows Server 2012 R2 virtual machine and also download your Vault registration key. On this virtual machine, I have already installed VMware vSphere Power CLI 6.0. I have also downloaded the Microsoft Azure Site Recovery Unified Setup and my Vault registration key from my Contoso Recovery Vault. Once you've launched the installer, for a first-time setup, you need to install the configuration server and the process server components at the same time. For a scale-out deployment, you can deploy additional process servers as needed. Our site recovery documentation has the details on how to scale out your deployment. I'm going to go ahead and accept the third-party license agreement. At this point, the installer prompts me to provide my Azure Site Recovery registration key, which I downloaded from my recovery services vault. And I provide that. The installer will then validate that you have the necessary connectivity via a proxy or without a proxy to Azure. Once the connectivity has been verified, the setup also validates other necessary prerequisites before proceeding. Since I don't have anything that needs my attention beyond a warning, I go ahead and provide a MySQL password. Once I've done that, the installer checks if I have Power CLI 6.0 installed, which I had already done before I launched the installer. I can then choose an install location. We recommend that the free space requirements are met when you specify an install location. You can then choose the network interface and the port for your application traffic. I'm going to go ahead and proceed with the defaults. And then with that, I'm going to go ahead and complete my install. The installer takes 10 to 15 minutes to complete. Once it is completed successfully, I can proceed with the configuration of the credentials required to perform my vCenter server discovery and the credentials that I will need later to enable protection on my virtual machines. The configuration server tool opens up automatically after the install is completed. You can then go ahead and specify the credentials that you plan to use for the discovery of your vCenter server and the protection of your virtual machines. Please note that the credentials are never sent to Azure. Only the friendly name used by the credentials is sent to the Azure Site Recovery Service. Back on the Azure portal, I can now see that my configuration server has in fact completed its setup and is registered successfully with my Contoso Vault. So now that I have successfully configured my on-premises infrastructure, in my next video, I'm going to walk you through the process of discovering your VMware vCenter server and also configuring some of the target prerequisites that you need before you can start protecting your virtual machines. Thank you.